Chapter 1. Pete. Why the fuck I'm clapping just because everyone else is should tell me how far I've fallen down the black hole of corporate misery. Preston Rogers. They gave the promotion to Preston fucking Rogers. I'm not even surprised. The guy's been here a year and worked at a Saab dealership before Randy got him a job at Fairway. Scanning the seats at the end of the conference table, it's a veritable army of Randy Fairway's buddies or relatives. The only way I'm getting promoted is if old man Fairway has a long-lost daughter who falls head over heels for me. Or I sell my soul and befriend Randy. Considering all my relationships were disasters, and Randy hates me as much as I hate him, I'm pretty much capped out at Fairway Foods. Stop clapping, Pete. They can't fire you for not clapping. You basically run Fairway Foods no matter how many sons, cousins, or dickhead friends in the state of Washington step over you like a speed bump. Tugging my cell out of my jacket pocket, I have every intention of appearing to attend to urgent business until the backslapping and speeches are over. I do have urgent business, and I'm now an hour behind because of this farce of a meeting. The first unread message isn't even a message or work-related. Yet just the sight of the photo my mother's texted hikes my blood pressure. The image of the apple in her hand, no message attached, might as well be a ransom note. Round red fruit should not be a trigger. One could assume it's just a picture from a sweet baby boomer sharing her joy over the fruits of my family's labors. One could also assume it's simply her way of including me in the daily happenings on Carver's Orchard. One would assume wrong, especially considering the internal dilemma it sets off inside of me. I left. I'm the only one of my siblings that left the family business and moved to the city. I'm also the only one who doesn't get excited over maturing fruit, harvest season, pruning trees, and basically everything else that goes with running an orchard. I couldn't care less about the orchard, save for the comfort of knowing my family has a reliable livelihood. She's not asking for me to come home and help. She wouldn't. Mom was supportive of my career choice and always tries to take an interest in my job. Even Dad musters a hint of enthusiasm whenever I discuss a new line that Fairway's acquired. All I see in the image of my mother's palm, however, is a ticking time bomb. Jonah Golds, one of their biggest sellers, prolific growers. Last time I was home, the trees were so loaded down with them that we had to add support beams to the branches to keep the trees from splitting. From the look of the flesh, the hint of brown on the stem, and my catalog of useless apple knowledge, I know they're on track for being ripe enough to pick in about 4 weeks. I just finished getting the stains off my cuticles from my visit home last weekend from mulching the new saplings with Dad. I don't need to repeat this soon. I'm not going. Nope. Nice try, Mom. Damn it. Of course I'll go. Jesse, my little brother, will be his usual cocky self and rib me like I've forgotten how to do anything. Miranda, my older sister, will ramble on with her perpetual zeal about her growing family, building a third generation of orchard hands that won't go the way of Uncle Pete. After the harvest, we'll all sit down to dinner where my family will discuss local people I haven't interacted with in 15 years, further proving that I'm a stranger to everyone. In short, it will be hell. But of course I'll fucking go. I have to. If I knew how to turn off whatever it is that makes me feel like I have to, I would. Escaping the guilt of abandoning my birthright is as simple as getting promoted at Fairway Foods. The closing of notepads pulls my gaze from Carver's most wanted image on my phone. Thank fuck it's over, and we can get the farts and coffee breaths circulating out of this glass prison. My colleagues are barreling out of the door like the conference room is a sinking ship. Middle management. Every single one of them. What was even the point of this rigged dog and pony show, except for us to supply an audience and share germs? Gathering up my pad folio, I wait for Trisha to get her shit together. She blocks my path to escape. She's moving with the gusto of a sloth, no doubt as enthralled as I am about the latest realignments. She'll have to work directly under Preston, since his sham of a promotion is for the head of her department. At the doorway, I catch Mark Greer, one of the other subsidiary managers, shooting me a dubious brow lift as if to say he's as thrilled as the rest of us. A single headshake as my nostrils flare has him snickering over my reaction to the news before he walks out with the horde. Misery loves company, I guess. Guaranteed he'll give me an earful that I don't want later. He's afforded the luxury of overseeing only one of Fairway Foods' subsidiaries, while I oversee three, giving him ample time to complain. It should be unheard of for one person to manage three accounts, but the Fairways have no problem overloading some to alleviate any actual work for others. By some small grace, the elevator doors close just as Tricia and I approach, saving me from sharing air in a small space. I won't have to be subjected to listening to everyone's gripes about this morning's hubbub now either. A snotty suction noise has the hairs on the back of my neck standing at attention. Tricia. She's sniffling. Her watery, red-eyed gaze connects with mine, confirming my suspicions. Oh, hell. That's a loaded look if ever I saw one. It means I need to put on the third hat I wear, one I consider worse than Orchard Guild, or pulling the weight of six employees on my own. Emotional support co-worker / worker. I don't consider myself an overly affectionate person. Just ask my family and any of my exes. Why in God's name everyone comes to me with their problems, I will never understand. Yesterday, Miles Bleeker asked me what he should get his wife for their 10th anniversary. Last week, Linda in Accounts Payable vented to me about the new voucher system. I've never been married, and I don't deal with paying vendors. I cannot possibly be the only person in this building to ask for advice. Sighing, I hit the down button and assure Tricia. It'll be all right. I'm sure Randy will bring Preston up to speed. Lies, all lies. Randy doesn't know the first thing about Hartford Green, the subsidiary that Preston was just appointed to run. $100 says neither he nor Preston care to either. Why should they, when everyone knows Tricia can run it for them?
I've been covering down for 5 months since Wade went on medical leave, Tricia points out, glancing over her shoulder as we step inside the elevator.
It's like watching a pressure cooker waiting for the doors to close. As soon as the metal barriers meet, she sucks in a breath and lets it all loose in a stream of warbled distress.
I've been working 16 hours of overtime a week since he started going to medical appointments before he got approved for his medical leave. I don't even get paid for it, though, because Randy said assistants aren't approved for overtime. Well, that's what HR said. But I know it came from Andy. I missed most of my son's summer league games, and I had to have my sister take my daughter to all her dance classes. We've been living off carryout all summer, even when I do get home in time to cook a decent meal. I'm so exhausted. I don't have the energy to make anything.
Swiping her sleeve under her nose is a horror show to my eyes. Snot. I detest snot. Focus, Pete. It's just a quick elevator ride. Her hygiene is not your problem. Tricia, why on earth would you work overtime if they didn't approve you to get paid for it?
Because you know how it is if we fall behind. It's bad enough when Randy or Mr. Fairway swoop in demanding results. But now it'll be Preston too. Because you know he isn't going to lift a finger. I trained him for crying out loud, and he was a complete jerk the entire time. Always talking down to or ignoring me. Now he's supposed to be my boss. I can't, Pete. I don't think I can do it much longer. I can't afford to quit, though. I'm a single parent. What am I supposed to do?
The elevator dings, stopping us on the 9th floor. I cast her a get-your-shit-together look with a secret side of, why are you snotting up this confined space? Plenty of people in this company cry on a daily basis, but it's common knowledge that you do it in private, lest you show signs of weakness. You can't show weakness when you work for vultures that have spies on every floor of the damn building. Also, snot. Closing my eyes, I inhale new air when the doors open on the 9th floor. Blinking, my gaze lands on our new passenger, the Devil's Own. Cameron Fairway, with his stupidly optimistic smile and boyish complexion, joins us in the snot box, stepping in beside Trisha.
6, please.
Another Fairway, the newest addition to Fairway Foods' familial roster. This is why you don't cry in elevators. I don't know the youngest Fairway, short of him being hired late last year, not long out of college. However, he's a Fairway. And now he's forcing me to touch a public elevator button used by at least 5 people whom I know don't wash their hands after they take a leak. In short, I hate him already. Knocking his number with my knuckle, I grind my teeth at a repeat of one of Trisha's gurgled sniffles. Cameron's brows pinch together just below his sandy hair, covertly glancing at Trisha. I'll give her credit. The strategic way she's fingering the corner of her eye is likely an attempt to cover her splotchy, tear-stained face. My gaze connects with baby Fairway. That cannot possibly be concern on his face. He's a Fairway for crying out loud. He'll probably phone up to the 10th floor once he gets back to his cubicle to report Trisha's crime. And now I'll look like I'm disgruntled right along with her. I'm absolutely disgruntled. But Randy Fairway and his father don't need to know that. Reaching in my pocket, I retrieve my handkerchief and bring it into Trisha's view, clearing my throat. The pollen count has been hell on my allergies lately, too. I hope you can get to the pharmacy later. Peeking from behind her hand, her moment of confusion turns to recognition. Straightening her posture, she nods, taking the cotton fabric from me to dab her eyes.
Thanks, Pete. I might have an allergy tablet in my purse.
Focusing on the elevator countdown, I straighten my tie. Crisis averted. This is the slowest elevator ride in history. And Trisha just wiped her nose from the sounds of it. No way I'm putting that kerchief back in my pocket. Jesse and Miranda are always telling me that feeling watched is just a part of my intrusive thoughts. What the hell do they know about OCD? They're not doctors. The eyes I feel on me right now, though, are not a figment of my imagination. That kid is looking at me. I know it. Is there something on my face? Did Trisha slime my hand when she took my handkerchief? Giving in to the urges, I wrapped the inside of my wrist against the top of my other one. Once, twice, 3 times. My lungs relax, and the confines of the elevator seem to expand. I've grudgingly resisted falling into the counting routines of my youth, but it's a subtle one that's enough to make me feel reset in uncomfortable situations. It's one that allows me to function without scrutiny at Fairway. The 8th floor arrives, and I muster my manners to let Trisha exit first. We share a floor. Her with her pseudo-management of the Hartford Green account, and me with only half the floor to oversee all the staff for my 3 accounts. Efficiency apparently doesn't grant you more office space. Behind us, the elevator doors close on the sandy-haired Fairway. Such a striking difference from Randy and his father. He must take after the mother.
I'm not sure which floor he's assigned to, but it makes no sense that it's lower in the bowels of the Fairway Foods building. Relatives always roost at the top of the nest. I smell a spy. Whichever department he's assigned to, no doubt fucked up and pissed off Randy and the old man. The way this family operates their business, you'd think we were selling classified secrets rather than specialty foods. My phone chimes with a text alert. Palming it, I cringe at another notice from Mom. Then I cringe for cringing. What kind of son am I that I cringe at the mere sight of messages from my family?
The 3140's down again. Your father's fit to be tied.
Why? Why does she tell me these things? Why do I need to know their main tractor took a shit? In the middle of my workday, nonetheless. Can Jesse fix it? The typing bubbles appear, disappear, and then reappear. I wait and wait, stopping in the hallway.
Thanks, Pete,
Trisha says, handing me my handkerchief.
Sorry, I lost it back there.
For the love of God, one corner is saturated. Who in their right mind would want that back? No, you keep it. I have plenty. Scoffing, she thrusts the fabric square closer to me.
Don't be silly. It has your initials on it.
And your snot, I don't say. Dime a dozen, not a problem, I insist, holding my hand up like a shield, trying not to gag. Shaking her head, she chuckles and retracts her flag of germs from my personal bubble.
All right, but I hope I don't need it again today. Maybe Preston will take a long lunch and I won't have to deal with him.
Nodding, I start down the hall with her. She stops near her office door and turns toward me. So help me, if she tries to return her snot rag again, I'm never doing anyone a kindness in the future.
That Cameron seems like a sweetheart. I doubt he'll say anything about my meltdown, but I appreciate you looking out. They have him doing data entry in HR. Don't you think that's odd? I mean, he's a Fairway. That's like the equivalent of putting royalty in the mailroom.
The presence of heat at my side has me turning on instinct. Fucking Mark. Doesn't he have work to do?
They had to give him something that he can't screw up, he chimes in. Haven't you figured that out yet? They start these guys in some non-management position where there's enough staff that they think no one will notice how inept they are. They have them skate by for about a year, and then poof, they're head of a section. It's the Fairway Manager Training Program.
It now makes sense why people come to me for positive reinforcement, with people like Mark and his attitude roaming around. He and Trisha both look at me for confirmation or denial of his theory. I don't need this today. I need to wash my hands, help solve Mom and Dad's tractor problem from afar, and review the marketing proposals for my subsidiary's holiday product lines. I think if everyone just focuses on their own work, the whys and hows of everyone else's duties will be for those people to contend with, not us. I say, sagely. Mark snorts. Trisha's lower lip pouts, telling me she's still going to carry Preston's weight no matter that it'll likely lead her to another crying fit. Christ, do I have to spell it out for them? People create their own problems and aren't happy until you board their drama train. Cameron Fairway isn't even a blip on my radar, and he shouldn't be on anyone else's, I add with finality, making my departure. I don't care if they make him president of the damn company.